Good evening, this is Monitor, and I'm Sketch Henderson here in Radio Central, and tonight we'll bring you a concert that includes some of the finest music ever written, played by the world's leading symphony orchestras. We'll touch on other topics, too, and we'll begin the evening by visiting Hollywood for Groucho Marx and You Bet Your Life.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word is book, B-O-O-K.
Really?
You Bet Your Life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment.
What's that chicken doing here? Where are the singers?
Singers? The ones going to sing, "Let Mrs. Grass make the soup at your house." Those singers.
Don't need them. I brought this chicken that's going to sing.
The chicken?
Sure. It is Mrs. Grass's chickeny rich noodle soup with real chickeny flavor. I figure we ought to have a chicken sing about it.
I suppose the chicken's going to tell the people all about how Mrs. Grass's chickeny rich noodle soup is made with Mrs. Grass's exclusive golden nugget and her own genuine egg noodles.
Well, not exactly.
I suppose the chicken's going to tell about how that blue box of Mrs. Grass's soup mix gives you more soup and half again more noodles.
You don't understand. I didn't bring a talking chicken. It's a singing chicken. Come on. Let Mrs. Grass make the soup at your house. Sing it.
Let me the soup make the grass at your house.
I must have brought the wrong chicken.
Groucho K. Kantenwein and Dr. Paul Saltman are standing by to talk to you, so forth come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Wow. Welcome to You Bet Your Everything. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100.
What is it?
Oh, well, we can't tell you yet. Kay Kantenwein and Dr. Paul Saltman or Saltzman to you? Saltzman?
You call me whatever you like. It's Saltman, though.
Saltman. What kind of Kantenwein, what kind of wine is that? I've never heard of it before. Is that made out of grapes?
Well, you may have heard of my father, who's a famous rattler, Howard Hangman.
Kantenwein. Oh, yes. Do you inherit any of your father's talent?
He isn't made of... Well, no.
I mean, for wrestling? I mean, do you like to wrestle?
No.
Have you done any wrestling at all?
No, not...
Well, there are a number of girls that do wrestle. I was thinking of a couple of new holds I'd like to show you. Would you be interested in that?
Well, I don't think I would, but I'm sure my father would.
Well, I'm with the show. Now, Dr. Saltman, just what kind of a doctor are you? Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Well, I am an animal, and I study plants, and I'm an associate professor at the University of Southern California.
Well, that's a very imposing string of titles.
Well,
what's the difference between an associate professor and a full professor?
About $2,500 a year.
Well, how do you get to be a full professor? Do you eat everything they put in front of you at dinner?
Well, you have to do that, and you can't dribble any soup down your tie, and you sort of got to keep your nose clean and write a lot of books and articles, and don't pinch any co-eds.
Well, you said the secret word tonight, which is a book. So you eat for $50. You each get $50. And speaking of books, my book is on sale at all the bookstores and department stores in the United States.
Can I plug some of my articles in the latest Journal of Biological Chemistry, hot off the newsstand?
Yes, you said you can.
It's a big seller. I think about 10 people read it.
What subject do you teach at UCLA?
Well, I teach biochemistry.
At UCLA? That's quite a trick.
Oh, not at UCLA. I profess biochemistry at the University of Southern California, not to be confused with that small state-supported institution to the west.
That's better.
Well, that's a very snobbish attitude. You look like an educated Jerry Lewis.
Is that a compliment?
I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not either.
I will have to discuss that
certainly
with my lawyer.
Certainly not Mr. Lewis, I'm sure.
Oh, I don't know about that. I saw you on some show called Ad Lib or something like that.
Oh, yes. Sir.
And you were just wonderful on that.
Thank you. It's an ill-fated show, which no longer blows wind over TV.
Well, that's unfortunate, because I thought it was a fine show. It had a nice intellectual quality about it, and it was fresh and bright, and I liked it. And those are the things that usually disappear from TV.
Yeah, like that.
Unfortunately, yeah. I'd like to find out more about you two, but we have to get on and play the game. You know how to play the game, You Bet Your Life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could have Mr. Fenneman come out and explain it to you. George?
Yes.
Remember, you get any four questions you like, and you alternate your selections.
Well, you selected plants, animals, and birds, so pick your first question.
This is for $300. What is another name for the plant known as belladonna?
Flowering nightshade.
That's good enough.
And you now have $300. It's $200 more.
Thank you, pharmacist.
For 300 smackolas, from what plant do we obtain linseed oil?
Oh, I think I know that. But you go ahead.
Just tell me. I think you're right. Go ahead. Tell
me. Cotton. Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it says flax here.
Oh,
yeah. You just don't know the flax of life, that's all.
Yeah.
Don't
okay.
give up.
This time I'll get it right. See, you better answer me.
How many stomachs does a cow have?
How many stomachs does a cow have? There's I think two, Groucho. Maybe three, but two.
Doctor, don't you know a cow has
what?
Four stomachs?
Four?
Sure. No. Do you remember four stomachs in 20 years ago today, Alpha?
Well, they're going to kill me in the zoology department when I get back to USC.
I think they have a right to
take
do.
This is your last chance to make $500.
Go for the $200.
What do you call the lizard that changes color to match his background?
A chameleon.
Chameleon, yes.
That's me.
That's you, a chameleon. All right, chameleon. At any rate, you have $500, so you get a chance at the big money later.
Thank
you.
So
thanks for being here. It was delightful. You were both delightful. Bright, charming, witty. So, hasta mañana.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life.
America's happiest family car, the American, that's the one. The thriftiest family sedan in America, four doors full of fun.
The happiest car in America is here, from the world's largest builder of compact cars. It's the famous Rambler American for 1960. Now in a brand new four-door sedan, the Rambler American gives you the new standard of basic excellence in the thriftiest family car in America. The Rambler American is the lowest priced two-door sedan built in the U.S., only $1,795 at factory. The Rambler American turns easier, parks shorter, and saves you big money on gas. See the new Rambler American line at your Rambler dealers, where your Rambler dollar buys more.
America's happiest people are
the people who own this happy car, Rambler American.
Groucho, Jerry Weinstein and a man whose only name is Atun are anxious to talk to you, so folks, you can please and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. Your name is Jerry Weinstein and Atun. That's you?
Atun.
Oh, you're Atun.
Atun.
Oh, well, you look out of tune. Is Atun an Arabian name?
Lebanese.
Lebanese?
Lebanese. It's an Arabic name from generally heard in Lebanon.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts in Lebanon were you born?
Well, I was born in Ohio. Huh?
How did Lebanon get into Ohio? Isn't Lebanon in Pennsylvania?
Lebanon is the modern-day Phoenicia. It's located in the Near East.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born in Latonia, Ohio, and then I was sent to Lebanon about 6 years old. I lived with my uncle, who was a trader. As I say, since then, I've traveled around the world fulfilling various jobs and occupations, you see.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well,
you say you pulled many jobs around the world? I mean, are you on the lam, Anton?
No, Mr. Marx, I am not on the lam. What I've been involved in have been legitimate occupations.
Uh-huh. Well, what sort of shady enterprise are you involved in at the moment in this country?
Well, for the past 5 years, I've been an ambassador of goodwill.
Mm-hmm. Are you the ambassador from Lebanon, Ohio?
No, I am ambassador for the foremost manufacturers of the finest products. I try to associate myself and represent the finest so that I can add to people's happiness by that, giving them the best whatever is available. I was known as Antun, the Swami of Salami.
The Swami of Salami. That sounds pretty spicy, doesn't it, huh? Well, what did you do as the Swami of Salami? Did you hang in a delicatessen store window?
Not exactly. I have represented Swift and Company. They are the foremost meat packers of the world, and I sold Swift Salami. Mm-hmm.
You sold...
I was known as
the difference between Swift Salami and slow salami? Do you mean this travels faster than Armour's salami or Wilson's?
With Swift Salami, you make the dinner faster in the finest fashion.
I see. Well, Jerry, that's you, huh?
Yes,
is your last name Atrix?
No, it's Weinstein.
How old are you?
I just turned 21.
You just turned 21?
Yes.
Well, you turned out fine as far as I'm concerned. Where are you from, Jerry?
I'm from Hollywood, California, and I've never been out of California either. Just been to some of the resorts like Palm Springs.
Are you married?
Yes, I am, Groucho. Oh,
no wonder you've never been out of California. Now, you say you're married, so there must be a husband somewhere in the bushes. How did you meet him?
Oh, I was driving along Wilshire Boulevard, and he pulled up alongside me in his little foreign sports car and honked.
What was he, a goose? What do you mean? What did you do when he drove up and honked?
I honked back.
And did you fall in love right there in the middle of the boulevard?
No, a couple of weeks later we met at a swimming pool, and he came up and introduced himself.
Well, were you surprised when he...
Oh, kind of.
Well, if he honked when he saw you in the car... And this time you were in a bathing suit, huh?
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine how he must have honked when he saw her in a bathing suit? Did he ask you for a kiss on your first date on the boulevard?
Yes, he did.
Uh-huh. And did you reciprocate?
I didn't know what to say, so I said yes.
Did it ever occur to you that there's such a word as no in our language? I admit in time it may be eliminated for lack of usage, but at the moment it is still in the dictionary. All right, Jerry, then what happened? He grabbed you, smacked you, and married you.
He was about to kiss me, my grandfather. Came out on the porch.
You mean he dropped you and kissed your grandfather?
No, we went around the block and then he kissed me.
Well, how soon after your grandfather left the porch did he pop the question?
Well, a few days later we took a ride to see the new foreign cars that came out.
Yeah.
And
he still had an old one, huh?
Yeah, he still had an old one.
And what happened?
And he told me to stick out my hand and he slipped an engagement ring on my finger. And
you stuck out your hand and he...
I slipped an engagement ring on my finger.
You hear that, girl? Always stick out your hand when you're in an automobile. You can make a left turn, dry your nail polish, and get engaged all at the same time. Well, it's certainly been an interesting experience talking to you two, and one that I'm going to try to forget as soon as possible. And now we're going to play You Bet Your Life. George, suppose you tell them how to play this, huh?
Well, as you can see there...
What, are you playing with toys now?
No, this is pretty important to these people. The box is divided into $100, $200, and $300 questions. Of course, the $100 ones are fairly simple. The $200 ones are more difficult, and the $300 ones are pretty tough. Now, you get four questions. You get to keep all the money you win, and the object of the game is to earn at least $500, because if you do, you can come back at the end of the show and try for $10,000.
Now, you selected the hit songs, okay? You understand it?
Right.
For $200.
I'm not sure. I think When Love Came In.
Yeah, what's the title of the song?
That's My Idea.
No. That may be your idea, but that's not the title of the song. It's Say Magnifique by Cole Porter.
All right, we have three more chances to make $500 and get a chance at $10,000 at the end of the show. Another $200 question, Roger.
April Love.
April Love is right.
You now have $200. And this could put you in the $500 category. This is a $300 question.
Yeah. Thumbelina.
Well, you...
It's from Danny Kaye's picture.
All right, this is
Well, if you get this, you'll have $500. For $300. Okay, play it. What is it?
Blue Tango.
Blue Tango is right. You've got $500.
Yes. So we'll see you a little later on at the end of the show, and you'll have a chance then to go for $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000.
Now, isn't this better than selling salami in a meat market?
Yogi Bar's salami is very good.
Yes, Andrew, you're a nice fellow.
We'll see if both our couples can bring their winnings up to $10,000 in just a moment.
It's a Rambler year. Rambler is here.
The new standard of basic excellence. Rambler for 60 is thanking you. With the best of both for you. Get big car comfort and room for speed. For car economy and handling ease.
It's a Rambler year. Rambler is here.
Now, from the world's largest builder of compact cars comes the new Rambler for 1960. With brilliant new styling, outstanding performance, and top economy. See the lowest priced American-built two-door sedan, $1,795 at factory. See new station wagons with three wide seats and a tailgate that's a fifth door. Go to your Rambler dealers today and see...
The new standard of basic excellence. Rambler for 60, that brand new car that tells the world how... You are.
And now, George, we have the wheel here. Let's see if anybody's going to win $10,000.
All right, both of our couples will have a chance to try tonight, and here's our first pair, Kay Cantonwine and Dr. Saltman.
Well, you know, this year, if you win 500 or more in the quiz, you get a chance to run your winnings for the night up to $2,000, $5,000, or even $10,000. So, one of you pick a number for
$10,000. I'll pick 8.
Pick 8, George. And, Doc?
5.
8 and 5. Now, if neither of these numbers comes up, you can run your winnings up to $2,000. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Turn the wheel.
Go!
Well, the numbers were 5 and 8, and your number came 2, so this question is worth a total of $2,000. On May 21st, 1959, the Statue of Liberty celebrated her 75th birthday. For $2,000, who was the French sculptor who created the world's best-loved lady, the Statue of Liberty? Talk it over. What's the answer?
I'll guess, and I'm sure it's wrong, but the only French sculptor I know of that type thing would be Rodin, but I doubt
it. No, this is Frederick August Bartholdi, very well known. You're a disgrace to USC.
Oh, you said it. I'm going to UCLA tomorrow.
Well, I should have done it. Well, I'm sorry you missed it, but you won $500, and the quiz, they won $100, didn't you, in secret way?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes.
So you each get $300. That's not too bad for a night's work.
That's wonderful.
Good night.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for coming up here.
Roger, here are Jerry Weinstein and Atoon. They won $500 already. You come back now to try for the $10,000?
Now, pick a number from 1 to 10.
6.
put up a six for $10,000. Now, you pick a number for
$5,000. One.
One. Six and one. Now, if any number comes up except the ones that are up there, the question is worth $2,000. So give it a turn. Your numbers are 1 and 6, so this question is worth $2,000. Are you ready? Let's see if you stayed awake in school, or if you slept through your arithmetic class. For $2,000, tell me how many degrees there are in each angle of an equilateral triangle. A long time since I was in school. Degrees there are in each angle of an equilateral triangle.
30.
No, you're half right. It was 60.
Oh.
So I'm sorry. So they win. How much did you win?
Well, they have 500 right now, and that's it.
Thanks very much for coming up there.
You Bet Your Life is transcribed in Hollywood. Produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman reminding you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, to hear the one, the only, Groucho. And see Groucho every Thursday evening on NBC television. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces around the world. Join the celebrities on It's Network Time, weekdays over most of these same NBC stations.